You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The Reds began their six-game road trip on Friday night by knocking off the Giants in San Francisco, final score 4-2. Graham Ashcraft was outstanding on the mound for Cincinnati. He pitched 8 innings of 6-hit, 2-run baseball. He gave up an Evan Longoria home run in the fourth and a Mike Yastrzemski RBI single in the eighth, but that was it. Offensively, it was a good night for Mike Moustakas, who had a pair of doubles and an RBI, and Nick Senzel was on base 3 times, and he drove in 2. Time to get some final thoughts on the game from Tommy Thrall and Jeff Brantley.
Thanks, Jed. Well, Cowboy, good win tonight for the Reds, and it all starts with Graham Ashcraft. How about the start that he turned in?
Well, I'm not sure that you can throw a whole lot better than what he did, but I think probably as much as anything, I think Graham learned a valuable lesson. I think he learned a little bit more about himself, and those lessons will continue to come. But I'm sure that he's very pleased with how he threw the ball tonight. But, I mean, 8 innings of no walks, and then he got into that 8th inning, and you could tell he was – a little gassed, and I get that, and that's kind of part of it. But, I mean, if you look at this on the grand scheme of things, how many times do you see throughout baseball, not just on the Reds club, throughout baseball, where a pitcher pitches 8 innings, especially a rookie pitcher?
Right. Well, you don't see it often, and he was able to do it because he was incredibly efficient tonight. Another bright spot of this win, Moustakas had a couple of doubles tonight. That's a good sign. But I think that you look at Nick Senzel and you've seen back-to-back multi-hit efforts from him. That's awfully encouraging.
Yeah, I think for Nick, just to when he's staying on the ball and not thinking so much about the long ball, I think he's a phenomenal hitter. I think he's a great hitter anyway. But the numbers don't show it at this point in time simply because he came into the game hitting .211 and he only had one home run. And I'm sure that probably – weighs on him a little bit. But this guy can hit, and he plays a great center field. And if you're going to survive at the big league level, sometimes you just have to kind of take it as they come. And sometimes those home runs come in bunches, but make sure you're doing the same things fundamentally well, and that's keeping the ball on the line and not in the air.
And he did a nice job of that tonight. Reds win it. Again, final score 4-2 over the Giants. Yid, back to you.
Thanks, Tommy. Highlights right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Reds beat the Giants on the West Coast on Friday night. Final score 4-2, and now to the highlights. The Reds went down in order in the first off Alex Cobb, but they got on the scoreboard in the top of the second. With one out, Kyle Farmer reached on an infield single. Next up was Mike Moustakas, and he brought the first run home.
The pitch. And Moustakas lines one to right center field. That's in the gap and down, and it's going to go all the way to the wall. Around third, Farmer, he's headed home. And into second base, Moustakas standing with an RBI double to give the Reds a 1-0 lead.
Albert Almora Jr. then struck out for the second out of the inning, but Nick Senzel drove in another run.
Interesting the way the Giants play Senzel in the outfield. The 1-0 pulled on the ground, fair inside the bag at third, and down the left field line headed for the corner. Moustakas is home to score. Senzel in the second standing with an RBI double. 2-0 Reds.
With Aramis Garcia at the plate, it appeared as if the Reds were going to score again.
Here's the 1-2 pitch. And this is a chopper left of the mound. It's going to be a tough play for Crawford. The shortstop charges, Fields throws late to first. Senzel's coming home, throw to the plate, and got him.
I think he might have got in there.
Senzel tried to get under the tag of Kurt Casale, and Casale is not leaving the field. And instantly, Senzel looks into the dugout. I think the Reds are going to take a look at it.
Yeah, it looked like Senzel got that left hand in.
They are not.
Wow. Well, I really thought he got in there. Great hustle by Senzel, especially on the slow dribbler. I think he was safe.
Yeah, I'm surprised the Reds aren't looking at it, but they decided not to.
Graham Ashcraft started the game for Cincinnati. He gave up a hit and a hit batter in the second, gave up a base hit in the third, but the Giants didn't score in either inning. They did cross the plate in the top of the fourth. Ashcraft struck out Jock Peterson and Brandon Belt to begin the inning, but then had to face Evan Longoria.
Ashcraft ready, the 1-2 pitch. And this ball is lifted high into the air, deep left center field. Going back on it, Senzel. He's on the warning track, leaps at the wall, gone. Into the bullpen. Evan Longoria on a 1-2 pitch, drives it out of here. And the Reds lead is 2-1.
Cincinnati got that run back in the top of the fifth. Nick Senzel reached on catcher's interference to begin the inning. The sixth time this season he has reached base that way. With one out, Jonathan India walks. Senzel and India then pulled off a double steal. So second and third, one out, Donovan Solano at the plate.
Here's the 1-1 pitch. And a chopper short, fielded by Crawford. Low throw, safe! Casale digs it, tries to get the tag, but Senzel slides in ahead of it. And the Reds lead it 3-1. Everybody's safe, and the Reds still have runners at the corners with only one out.
The Reds ended up leaving the bases loaded in that inning, but they also chased Giants starter Alex Cobb from the game. The Reds added a big insurance run in the top of the sixth off Jake McGee. Mike Moustakas led off with his second double of the night. Albert Almora Jr. moved him to third base with a ground ball to second, a great at-bat for Almora. That brought Nick Senzel back to the plate.
And Senzel lines it to left, coming in is rough. He'll have to play it on a hop. That's a base hit for Senzel. It's his second hit today. Moustakas scores, and the Reds lead it 4-1. Back-to-back multi-hit games for Nick Senzel.
After he gave up the homer to Longoria in the fourth, Graham Ashcraft retired the next 10 batters he faced. He ran into trouble, though, in the bottom of the eighth. Wilmer Flores led off with a pinch-hit single. That was followed by a Kirk Casale base hit. Tommy La Stella then grounded into a 1-6-3 double play. Mike Yastrzemski then got San Francisco's second run home.
1-1 on Yastrzemski. Runner at third base, two outs. Reds are up 4-1 in the eighth. The pitch. Yastrzemski jammed, hits a little looper into short right center field that falls for a base hit. This will score the runner. Flores home from third. It's now 4-2 Reds on the RBI single by Yastrzemski.
Ashcraft got Darren Ruff to fly out to end the inning, and that was the end of his night as well. What a good night on the mound for the Reds right-hander. Eight innings, six hits, two runs, both earned, no walks, eight strikeouts, a home run, a hit batter, 104 pitches, 70 of those, four strikes. Hunter Strickland came out of the bullpen in the bottom of the ninth. He got two fly balls to begin things, but then walked Evan Longoria. Longoria moved to second base on indifference. Strickland then ended the ball game against Brandon Crawford.
Garcia threw the signs. Strickland has the one he likes. And he's home with the 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a slider down and in. Down on strikes, Brandon Crawford, and that's it. Reds win it 4-2 over the Giants. The losing streak is history, and the Reds are back in the win column, taking the first game of this three-game series.
Here are the totals for Cincinnati. Four runs, seven hits, no errors, seven left on base. For San Francisco, two runs, six hits, two errors. They stranded five. Ashcraft the winner, 4-1. Cobb the loser, 3-3. Strickland save number three. One home run in the game, Longoria number six. 2 hours and 51 minutes, 29,178 on hand in San Francisco. Time to hear from Red starter and winner, Graham Ashcraft.
Yeah, it was funny because I told some of the guys after, I was like, Strickland, last night we were hanging out, and he goes, you're going to go eight, and I'm going to come in, and I'm going to shut it out. And that's what happened tonight, so it was pretty cool.
that's awesome. What was it tonight? What was working?
It's just the fastball. I was able to locate it, and I was beating them with it and mixing in sliders. So just throwing them off and keeping them on their toes. So it was just a good night all around. Had guys making great plays behind me. We got runs when we needed them. So that was big.
What did it mean to you David kept you in the eighth there for the last to face Roth.
Yeah, I mean, it means a lot. It shows that he's starting to get his trust in me a little bit more. And I mean, I came in afterwards. I was like, one more, and he was like, yeah, I can't let you go. So I was like, I understand, but I wanted to go back out.
How much do you think that double play? I mean.
Oh, that changes the inning. But I only got one out right there. I mean, could have been one run, got the next out, could have potentially had another one to get them within one. So, I mean, I think it was a big-time double play.
Saturday evening, it's game two of the three-game series. Left-hander Mike Minor goes to the mound for Cincinnati. He is 1-3 with a 6.97 ERA. He'll be opposed by right-hander Logan Webb. He's 6-2, his ERA 3.26. We're on the air with the pregame show at 6:45. First pitch is scheduled for 7:15. And once again, the final score on Friday night, the Reds knock off the Giants 4-2. And I'm Dave Armbruster with your Reds game recap.